Narrated Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. It, that is, the imagined smoke, was because when the Quraysh refused to obey the Prophet, peace be upon him, he invoked Allah to afflict them with years of drought, famine, similar to those of Prophet Yusuf, Joseph. And so, they were stricken with drought and severe hunger, exhaustion so much so that they ate even bones. A man would look towards the sky and imagine seeing something like smoke between him and the sky because of severe hunger, exhaustion. So Allah revealed, "Then wait you for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke covering the people. This is a painful torment." Quran, chapter 44, verse 10 and 11. Then someone, Abu Sufyan, came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and said, "O Allah's Messenger, invoke Allah to send rain for the tribes of Mudar, as they are on the verge of destruction." On that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, astonishingly, "Shall I invoke Allah for the tribes of Mudar? Verily, you are a brave man." But the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed for rain, and it rained for them. Then the verse was revealed, "Verily, you will revert to disbelief." Quran, chapter 44, verse 15. When the famine was over, and they restored prosperity and welfare, they reverted to their ways of heathenism, whereupon Allah revealed, "On the day when we shall seize you with the greatest seizure, punishment, verily, we will exact retribution." Quran, chapter 44, verse 16. The narrator said, "That was the day of the Battle of Badr.